T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Doug Deacon is with us. We love Doug, and he's with us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Yes,
you got to ask Deacon about his golf record, or his tennis record. Excuse me, he's a big time tennis player.
You're a tennis guy, Deke?
Oh, ask Deacon about
exactly.
It.
I am officially 1-0 in my tennis debut.
Oh, you played tennis for the first time?
Well,
he played a pro-am.
It was a Tennis Over America, and they had McEnroe and Mats Wilander come in, and they wanted two people to play with them. So I got McEnroe and Herb Score. He got Mats Wilander. And, we'd have to say I'm 1-0.
Wait, when was this?
Oh, this is back probably after I retired, 86, something like that.
And you had never played before?
No, but I went over and took tennis lessons so I wouldn't totally embarrass myself. And Herbie, God bless him, he's one of the greatest guys and a great pitcher.
Yeah.
But he wasn't one of the more athletic people I'd been around. In fact, Herbie and I went and played two guys that probably weighed about 275 each, and they just smoked us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I sent you the picture, Bull. I just sent you the picture.
How did you even know about this, Dustin? I didn't even know
He was talking the other day about his tennis, and I just jokingly said, well, I'm 1-0 as a tennis player. So.
Look at that. Look at a lean, mean Doug Deacon in this picture.
Well, and if you notice in it, I got these socks that are up about my knee.
The people
at Public Hall were hooting on me about my socks because, I was dressed like a hillbilly. So.
Hey. How was McEnroe? I mean, McEnroe was a wild man on the court. I loved McEnroe when I was a kid. How was McEnroe to play with?
He didn't say a lot, but he was a nice guy. I'm trying to think of what his wife at the time, what her name was.
Yeah.
She was there. I forget her name, but he was a nice enough guy. But it was just all business for him.
Yeah, I got you. That is so funny. That's a good job out of you, Dustin, bringing that up. I love it. Hey, Deke, it's easy. We could easily poo-poo the Browns' wins over Cincinnati, Washington, just say the teams are not good. But for so many years, the Browns have lost to other teams that were not good and found ways to lose to those teams. Instead, they're finding ways to win these games. And that's definitely a major positive, don't you think?
Yeah, there's games you should win, you got to win, and you do win. And I think, if you looked at Baltimore getting out of the gate, that was the upper echelon. Then you get Cincinnati, that's the lower echelon. And, even though the Washington team only had a couple wins last year, their defense kind of makes them almost middle of the pack. And, it was going to be a tough night to score. Unfortunately, Chase Young pulled up with a groin injury, and that helped him out a little bit. But the defense, for us was great. I mean, when you have five takeaways and the other team is hasn't turned it over once, I think your chances of winning is about 99%.
Yeah, Doug, how much do you put those turnovers on the actual Browns defense making plays, or was Haskins just making some just boneheaded decisions?
The strip sack obviously was a great play by Miles, and the other fumble. But I think some of it was Haskins. But by the same token, other than McLaurin, who does Haskins really have to throw to? I mean, you look at our stable of wide receivers, and you look on the other side, and you're sitting, you kind of feel sorry for Haskins.
Yeah, McLaurin's really good. He doesn't have much around him, not just a wide receiver. I mean, look what the Browns have at running back. They have nobody you know, any good at running back. Gibson's a rookie, but he hasn't done much. Yeah, that's fair, but yeah, he did not look good though, staring down receivers.
No, he didn't. And I mean, you got to give our defensive line, they, you know, put some heat on him. And you know, it's one of the things. You know, in fact, you know, you go back to the draft, the way they say it, you know. That's Gruden, who was the head coach at that time, didn't want to draft him, and then Bruce Allen, who was the GM, did, and so he did, and they both got fired.
Yeah, that's true. We're talking with Doug Deacon, Browns analyst. Deke, you know, offensively, it was kind of a similar game plan to Cincinnati. You get a lead, run the ball, and it was funny, in the third quarter, the offense looked terrible for most of the third quarter, right? They had a negative yardage. They were throwing the ball a decent amount. And then Baker makes that play, the 3rd and 12, he completes the first down to Beckham, and from then on they just ran, and it worked.
Well, yeah, it was a run-heavy offense. I mean, I think they ran the ball 37 times and only threw it 22, and other than the one pass, you know, I think Baker, you know, played a very safe game. And, you know, one of the things that the Washington team did was, you know, they knew we were going to run some bootlegs, and they just brought their defensive end straight up the field to kind of cut it off. You know, in our offensive line, they had a, you know, when you get 100-yard back, you know, you're going to have a decent game. And they had a couple of times in pass protection, they had breakdowns. But, you know, Washington threw a lot of different looks. I mean, they ran some five-man line against them. And, you know, I don't think you see a lot of that on the tapes of the two previous games.
Doug, is this a game plan you'd take in through, you know, for the rest of the season with the running attack and really, you know, not having to throw the football, you know, 23 attempts in this game? I thought it was perfect. I mean, didn't have to throw for 300 yards to win this game.
No, and I think, you know, you got to look at the opponent and look at the weaknesses. I think, you know, when we went over to Baltimore, they got the two great corners. I mean, that's a tough passing day over there. But, you know, you looked at Cincinnati, they were last against the run. And you looked at Washington, I think they were second to last against the run last year, even with, you know, then they only had four first-rounders up front. So, you know, I think, you know, you game plan according to the other team's weakness. And, you know, it's going to be different from week to week.
You look at Dallas, Deke, who the Browns have coming up this week. Obviously, you're moving up in class in opponent here. You know, not as high a class as Baltimore, but certainly much better, or at least I think they're much better than Washington and Cincinnati. But their defense is not great, but their offense, you know, with Zeke and three wide receivers and Prescott, I mean, this feels like a game the Browns are going to have to win 38-35, something like that.
Yeah, it's one of those that I think, you know, you're going to have to put a lot of points on the board. And, you know, with Zach threw for, I think, 472 yesterday, that was his career high. I mean, he's chucking it all over the place. And, you know, they got Ezekiel Elliott in the backfield. So, you know, they have the ability not only to throw the ball but to run it. So, you know, the defense is definitely going to have to, you know, play one of its better games. And fortunately, we're starting to get people back that were hurt. And we're getting some guys that are showing up that, you know, that they picked up or just getting adjusted, like Carl Joseph. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, he shows up with the interception.
Yeah, by the way, you mentioned Dak Prescott's yardage. He's averaging 421 yards per game so far this year.
That's good contract negotiation.
I'd say so.
Deke, how big of a deal is this injury with Denzel Ward? I mean, he didn't play in the second half. He was questionable going into the game. He played the first half. Should we be worried?
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, because he's your shutdown corner. And you got to give Terrence Mitchell a lot of credit. That guy, he's a seasoned pro. He makes plays that, you know, he doesn't have the athletic ability of a Denzel, but he has the mind and he knows, you know, what teams are trying to do. And I give him a lot of credit. But, no, I think, you know, when you got a guy, you know, Vernon is the same case. You know, if you got a couple guys that you're counting on, you know, and, you know, the big part of the game is availability, you know, and that's one of the things that, you know, you look at to be, you know, this guy's a great player, but he's hurt, you know, every game, then there's not a lot of dependability there.
You know, today, Deke, Francisco Lindor got a little frustrated that people were asking him about the Yankee mystique. And the Cowboys used to have kind of a mystique, too. I don't think they do anymore. Is there something to go into that? You know, I know it's a new place, the new stadium for Dallas, but do you think the Cowboys still have any kind of mystique at all, especially going to their place?
Not like they used to, you know, when, you know, Staubach was there and later on when Aikman was there. In fact, you know, I know we played them on a Monday night here when Staubach was here, and we actually beat them in 79, and that was kind of the beginning of the Cardiac Kids, because it was a comeback win, and then after that we got on a roll. But, I mean, you know, it's America's team, so, you know, they used to be on TV every week as the game of the week. Not so much anymore. I mean, because, you know, all of a sudden you got the Kansas Cities and the Baltimore that people want to see.
Doug, this offensive line, you mentioned how great they've been playing. Obviously, you know, we've put a lot of money into it this offseason and drafted, of course, Jedrick Wills. How do you think Teller's been playing, and Wills as well? I mean, obviously being a rookie, moving that to left tackle.
I think, you know, Teller has brought some real toughness to that offensive line. I mean, he's all business, and they pull him and, you know, use him as a lead blocker, and he's great at that. Jedrick up, you know, I think he had a couple struggles last night, and, you know, they did some things that he hadn't seen. Like I mentioned, they ran a five-man line, and then they'd wait to somebody double team, and they'd delay blitz a linebacker. And there's one time, you know, they brought a guy inside, and he stepped down to make the pocket firm to get the blitzer, but the guy on the outside then got pressure. And, you know, just, there's a learning curve besides, you know, just the footwork and everything that you do when you make the transition from one side to the other. But, you know, all of a sudden he's going to be seeing things that, you don't get in training camp.
You mentioned the injured guys trying to make their way back. Mac Wilson played a little bit this week. Kevin Johnson, Greedy Williams, hopefully getting back soon. Olivier Vernon's been hurt the last couple of weeks. Of those guys, who do you think is the most important?
Well, considering the problems we've, you know, kind of had at linebacker, I would say Mac Wilson. I think, you know, him and Greedy, obviously. But, you know, when, like I said, Terrence Mitchell has stepped up and, you know, played very well in his place. But I would think, you know, with the shortage of what we have at linebacker, I would have to think, you know, Mac Wilson is a guy that, you know, you'd like to see out there.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Based on who we played, you know, how excited should fans be with this team? First time 2-1 since, you know, being above 500 since 2014. A son was 1 year old. I mean, it's been a long time since we've been above 500.
Well, it's a very small sample size. I think the next 3 weeks will give you a better answer. You know, you got Dallas, you got Indy, and you got Pittsburgh. And, you know, obviously Pittsburgh is, you know, one of the big dogs in the NFL. And Indy is playing well. And, you know, Dallas is always Dallas. But I think, you know, the thing is, you can see them growing. I mean, you know, yesterday the wide receivers didn't get all the balls that, you know, they probably would have hoped to get. But, you know, they won in spite of it. And, you know, when you find out you can win without, you know, having to, you know, catch 10 balls or, you know, and I think you look at our two running backs, they are the ultimate team players. I mean, they'll do whatever it takes to get a win. And I think, you know, they're kind of the silent leaders. If you watch them, you know, they're just leaders by example.
Deke, let's go back in the Wayback Machine for your tennis performance. I want to go in the Wayback. I'm curious. So in 1976, right?
Okay.
In that season, you played against the Eagles. That was Vince Papale's rookie season. And obviously, years later, it became a bigger story, like the oldest rookie in the history of the NFL, and there was a movie made about it. At the time, I mean, I don't remember. I don't mean to make you feel old, but I was 5 years old, his rookie season, so
well,
I don't remember.
That's a nice way of saying it.
Yeah, sorry. But was it? Did you guys even know? Like, did it matter? Was it a big story, or is it? You had no clue.
No, I think it was no clue. And if it was over in Philadelphia, the story usually was the field and then what bad shape it was in.
Were their fans really brutal to you there?
Yeah, you could hear them. But, I mean, you get that everywhere. When you go to Denver where they're right on top of you, you can hear them there. You know, Oakland, you know, half of them should be over in Alcatraz. You know, it's each stadium has a different flavor.
Deke, good stuff, man. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, guys.
All right, Doug Deacon, Browns analyst.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.